What's the deal? It's your boy J16 here to keep it real and drop it on another topic. Yo, man, today is a great day. Feeling good. Just vibing out. Just thinking, like, yo, what would it be a good topic to break down for y'all cast today, man? I've been really, like, taking my time, thinking more about, like, how to approach these podcasts. I just got lots of ideas. I'm really better at debating when it comes to hip-hop, you know. Some stuff usually come off the top. I do a lot of these podcasts freestyling, just thinking of things I would like to talk about and things that I hope y'all would like to listen to. So, that's why I'm always, like, trying to think about the good topics. Some of my topics I know might be, like, a little long-winded. I'm working on that. I know y'all probably like, yo, work a little better. But I'm always thinking about the new topics that I should drop, like, you know, for good ideas and good stories and good things of that nature. Some of these come to me and some of them don't. But today's topic, what I really wanted to get into was based on, like, the essence of hip-hop and when did you fall in love with hip-hop? Not on no Brown Sugar stuff, right? You know, I fell in love with hip-hop when Common made Her. Like, not even on that level, but, like, when did you really take your time to say, yo, I fell in love with hip-hop? And I want to give a little history on when I fell in love with hip-hop and what hip-hop meant to me, and why I feel like hip-hop is one of those art forms that is going to stand the test of time. So, it started in the year 1985. Nah, mess with you. But, like, yo, honestly, I think for me, hip-hop was always, like, tied directly to my core understanding. Yo, as a kid, I tagged a lot. And Essence of Graffiti Art was always something that I was just, like, loving seeing some of the best graffiti artists in the area do their work. And I just was just amazed and shocked by it. And, like, and the funny thing about the graffiti art artists, like I said in previous episodes, Fab Five Freddy, they were the reason that hip-hop was able to spread as quick as it was, because they were the ones that could merge in with the white world and the Art Deco movement, you know, that's happening in the 70s, in the 60s, down in, like, Midtown and the Lower East Side. So you get all these things that are happening, and some of the best graffiti artists that are coming out of this time are artists like, you know, Basquiat, you know, even people like KRS-One was a graffiti artist. So a lot of the hip-hop artists that you really, that gravitated, that were in the early stages of hip-hop, started out as, like, graffiti artists. And now graffiti is so big and popular, you know, these graffiti artists are getting paid a shitload of money by just doing murals. I heard, like, some of them are pulling out, like, tonic bands on some of these projects, just doing things like that. So you gotta always give respect to what the graffiti artists meant to the game of hip-hop. And that's where I fell in love with hip-hop, was through the essence of the graffiti artists. So the graffiti artists to me was what pulled me into hip-hop, and the seeing the graffiti art and things of that nature. Then, you know, mixtapes. If you always remember, back in the day, we could not really afford albums. Like, unless you really had money to go buy an album from an artist, from a place, like the real albums, some of them are expensive. You get the single as a kid, but, like, not the whole album. So the only way you would really hear albums is through mixtapes of artists that would put them out, or the bootleg man. And a lot of these that were put out, that's what you would gradually gravitate to. And, like, I think for me, hearing, like, Nas for the first time, I didn't even hear Nas on his first, or Illmatic for the first time, or even listening to, you know, It Was Written. My first Nas experience came from IM. And now I was just like, who is this artist? First track, you know, him just going through all his old tracks. And just like, who is this artist? I was so amazed by his lyrical prowess on the records, the way he flowed, the way he combined. And I just added that into my resume to understand who this artist was and to fully, you know, go into the depths of, like, his skills. So I would say Nas was the first artist that I actually went to the store and bought his album. first artist that I would say, artist that I say I fell in love with, hands down, was your boys, the Wu-Tang Clan. Man, the Wu-Tang Clan to me was so important to every essence of what I loved. My brother put me on them, and it was no looking back, yo. I remember writing lyrics down for, like, Wu-Tang Forever and seeing all the lyrics that was put in that album for fucking Triumph. It was just so, like, I couldn't understand, like, listening to, you know, the Rebel INS saying, Abomatomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how we dropping these. I was like, yo, these words, I've never heard them before, but they were such, like, crazy, just that smart. Like, they were smarter than anybody ever heard in school with these rappers, man. I used to write raps and just remember, like, all these lyrics and try to sound like them. It was just, they were, like, the essence of what I really fell in love with the sound and understanding of hip-hop was Wu-Tang, man. I couldn't say nothing about them. I wanted to be part of Wu-Tang. I had all their pictures. Everything about it was what brought me into the essence of really enjoying what hip-hop was and what hip-hop meant to me as an individual. You know, and that was the Wu. You know, so much things from what the RZA did, and as time went on, I understood how the RZA's mindset was with the Wu, and I was even more shocked. Like, yo, this dude was no joke. He created a whole sound, a whole group, a whole label of boys from around his way. That's the coolest thing ever, right? So that was definitely something I looked into when I thought about what really brought me into understanding and loving the essence of what hip-hop meant. I was young too, man, probably 8 or 7, right? This is all happening at young ages, but I knew at that moment, like, this was something I couldn't understand. I wanted to be part of it for the rest of my life. You know, another artist I would say what really got me into fully understanding and taking my time, like, my aunt put me on so much hip hop, but it was more of like listening to like the Ready to Die album by Biggie. I think that album was the essence of what I really was like, this hip hop shit ain't no joke. Like, that Ready to Die album by Biggie, and the way Biggie did his words and storytelling and everything. I memorized every single lyric on that album, right? From the skits to everything. And it just went on. Like, it was probably at the time, I listened to it every single day. I'm not even exaggerating. I listened to it waking up. I put it in my Walkman. I walked to school with it. I went into school. Anytime I was not in class, even in class sometimes, walking from my lockers to other areas, just having this album in my tape player, just vibing out. And that's what I was like, this ain't no, I never heard no rap like this before. It was some of the best storytelling, line telling skills that I just couldn't, I just was so amazed by it. And for so long, like, those three people were like my essence of what brought me into hip hop, right? The Wu, Nas, and Biggie. But what was crazy is I was so young when I was hearing this. Now, there were other artists, but this is the early 90s, right? And I know if you're listening from other areas, you might not understand. A lot of the hip-hop that we were hearing in the New York area was only from our artists. So these were the ones we never see. And there was other artists that was underground that were doing their things. You know, you had Helter Skelter. You had Boot Camp Click. You know, you had Black Moon. You had tons of artists that was, like, doing things. But the ones that I gravitated to, hands down, was those three. Now, when you think about it, I could say, like, artists that I knew they songs was hot. I didn't know how hot they were until I got older. I remember listening to Elevators by Outkast, and I heard it, but I didn't know how dope they were because we didn't have no real outlets to Outkast. As I got older, I started doing more research and they stuff, and I was like, oh, these dudes are dope. Just the same way, I remember going to the South to see my cousins down in Texas, and I remember them playing Too Short, and I was like, who is this artist, right? And they were like, you never heard of Too Short? Like, I didn't know. Or even they were playing the Ghetto Boys and stuff like that. I didn't know who these people were, but I knew they were really important to the essence of what hip-hop meant. And as I got older, I really listened to their music. It was like gravity. But then I started getting into all the essence of all these artists and the ones I did not. Because my brothers and cousins would play some of them, but I wasn't gravitating to them. Like, my brother loves Slick Rick, right? And I fuck with Slick Rick. Like, hands down, one of the best storytellers, if not the greatest storyteller of all time, hands next to, like, Ghostface and other artists like that. But Slick, like, I was always tied into those groups as a young kid. Now, when I got older, it kind of changed up, right? I started liking different essence of music. And some of the artists that I would really say I really was banging with more than anything was artists like the whole Desert Storm movement. I remember the Desert Storm movement was so big coming out of this area. You get people like Paul Kane, Cocaine, Fab, Joe Buttons. Like, these were the artists that were giving us like the straight DJ Clue mixtape sound, where you would just straight freestyle bar for bar. This is the freestyle scene. This is the Smack DVDs. This is all of that Air One mixtape time, right? The early 2000s. And this is when we get in a straight bar for bar, right? You go and watch the Smack DVDs with Murder Mook and Loaded Lux doing things and shit like that. Like, this was the stuff that was happening. And those were the artists at that time that I was definitely gravitating to more. Cam, the whole Dipset movie, 50. These were the artists that were really coming out in the 2000s that I was like, yo, this is who I'm really fucking with, and this is why I'm banging with them. But no other group gave me that nostalgic essence feeling like the Lox, man. The Lox, when I first heard Jada, it was a long time in my life before I said, yo, this is my favorite group. Like, they took the slot out of Famu. And mind you, I heard Jada 98. Before that, Wu 97 was tough with Wu-Tang Forever. But 98, when I heard Jada, I don't even remember what freestyle I heard no more. It was one of those classic freestyles. And I said, yo, who is this dude? And that's when I started really gravitating to Jadakiss. Like, yo, Jadakiss, one of the hardest people out. The Lox, one of the hardest groups out. Yeah, nobody banging with these niggas. They the toughest group. And that's when I started changing my dynamics. And even to this day, Jada, one of my favorite rappers, Styles P, Sheek, the whole Lox, man. This is prior to D-Block Lox. I'm talking about the Lox, you know. And I'm living off experience Lox, the Warlocks, you know what I mean? That's how far back we're going. This is the group that I was like, yo. And I was definitely a DMX baby, so take nothing from it. X was the man. But the Lox, bruh, I really was banging with them. And I think the only group nowadays that I feel that same essence and feeling I get from when I first heard them is for Zelda, you know, with Benny and Conway and Westside. But nothing hit more than the Lox. So when I go back to when I fell in love with hip-hop, it was that essence of those type of artists. Now, definitely, as I got older, started getting more on my grind, getting money and things like that, I definitely gravitated to the business mindset, and Hov played a real vital part into my essence of a rapper who had dropped the gems about getting money, man. Hov was just a businessman from day one. As a kid, I wasn't such a Hov fan. I didn't really start really tapping into Hov into Hard Knock Life album, right, when he dropped. I remember having a bootleg of that, and he dropped, you know, the Andy track. And that whole album, I remember heading out to, it was like the Pet Relays out of Philly, and my aunt was dating this dude, and he had the Kid Capri soundtrack to the streets. Get a chance, check that mixtape out. And he was dropping that Kid Capri and Jay-Z song, and I was like, yo, that definitely one of the hardest songs that I didn't even know Hov could rap like that. But it was like one of those that I really started really banging with Hov and understanding who Hov was as an artist. But you know, overall, these were like the artists that I gravitated to the most, and I really banged with the most. So they were the ones I fell in love with. And throughout the years, man, take nothing from it. Mos Def and Talib Kweli, coming from the Conscious Sound, that Black Star album was like, what the fuck? You know, Cannabis, bar for bar at the time, he was lyrically a crazy rapper, was banging with him. Even Big Pun, like, these were artists that I had their albums and stuff, Even Eminem, first the first time I heard Eminem was on a Silver Surfer mixtape, and I was like, who is this? And then my brother was like, yo, this is a white boy. I was like, yo, this nigga's white too, rapping like that, right? So it's definitely lots of other artists that I changed my style to listen to and go out of my way to listen to. But those artists, I would say, was the ones I gravitated to the most. There was artists on the West Coast that definitely I love, man. Like, when I first started getting into Ice Cube, he's hands down one of my favorite artists coming out of the West Coast. From America, KKK, Most Wanted, you know, like, even, like, just so many. The Predator, he has so many tracks. You get a chance to listen to the Cube. Cube got so much bangers, but... But those were the artists that I grew up on listening to and I was vibing out to. And they helped me really start understanding and liking the artists that come out now, from the Kendricks, from the J. Cole's, you know. These were the artists that they patterned their style out. And I was like, yo, I'm banging with those artists because they patterned their style out for artists I really like. So, so this was a good conversation on what was the artist that I fell in love with that made me love hip hop, man. And this was a list that I just gave y'all, so man, it, you know what I mean? Just me breaking down these artists that I really fuck with and bang with. But as always, respect the grind, not the poser. Rhythm and poetry is the culture, and in due time, we're gonna take over. Peace.